That is Shaboozy. It's a boss song here on Jacaranda FM. Mr. Housenkamp has just heard the song and he definitely loved it. I'm here talking to the headmaster of Pretoria Boys High. He matriculated in 1990. He was an old boy himself. He played rugby here. He played on this field. He did what he needed to do. And he was coached by Mr. Paul Anthony, director of rugby. I have to say, no offense to you, sir. I thought he was the younger one. I mean, but he coached you.
He certainly holds his age well. We're all very impressed and we're looking for the secrets.
Now, the thing I want to know, Mr. Paul Anthony, they say one of your old boys told me to call you the Lion of Lebanon. Why is that?
That's a long story.
It's a long story. Yeah. It's a long story.
No, best untold.
Now, gentlemen.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Gentlemen, I just want to say, first of all, well done to this incredible event. 125 years at an incredible school. Pretoria Boys are celebrating decades of an incredible of tradition, of an amazing things. So what are you looking forward to? What is the purpose of this and bringing all these boys together and the old boys and all that?
I think what we're looking forward to is today. What a marvelous day. We've been blessed with great weather. We've got a nice crowd in here already. Obviously, the planning for this festival, it's one of many festivals that have been arranged for the course of the year. Earlier this year, we had a basketball festival. We've had a water polo tournament. We've had a cafe concert. This is certainly the biggest event of the year so far. There'll be a bigger one in June when we have our Old Boys Weekend. But what we're looking forward to, this is it. A spectacle of rugby, 9 schools who gratefully agreed to join us today, and the weather's playing its part, and we just look forward to a good day out on the fields of Boys High.
Mr. Housenkamp, I want to ask you, as an old boy yourself, what was the idea? What was your style? And when you became headmaster here at Pretoria Boys High, obviously, you know, it's different times, but how do you mentor these young men to become incredible men that respect people, life, and do the best they can to make sure that they are become incredible men that are going out there to be the best they can be?
So we certainly are very proud of the boys that we send out into the world. You mentioned that I matriculated here in 1990. That's 30-odd years ago, and a lot's changed since then, but a lot has stayed the same as well. And in terms of sending the boys out into the world, it really is about the values that they have. It's about the principles that we encourage in them, and I don't think that's changed. Pretoria Boys High School, we pride ourselves on the fact that we really do see ourselves as a well-balanced school. Obviously, academically, it's important that the boys do well. That's first and foremost. And then we've got the sporting program, the cultural program, and it's important that we spread our resources, our time, amongst all three of those areas, that we get balanced boys going out into the world. And for us, at the end of the day, that's the most important thing.
Mr. Anthony, I want to know from you, Paul, how do you continue phenomenal rugby at Pretoria Boys High? I mean, as a, I'm going to say it here, you're probably going to curse me for it, but as an old Saints boy, when we played Pretoria Boys on the weekend, it was always a weekend. It was a bit tough. With great rivals, but the thing about it is you come to the Pretoria Boys, you play rugby. It's always good rugby. How do you continue that throughout the years with the boys?
Thanks, Lucky. I think it's just basically getting good coaches in. I think coaches are vital, and we've got great kids. I try hard to make sure that they enjoy the game first and foremost.
Yeah.
That we work really hard. I mean, these boys work hard. They've been training since October last year. To stay in the forefront, you have to do that. And fortunately, we do have that balance. We've got boys who do all kinds of things. We've got boys in the choir, for example. So we work around them. And I think if you build up a tradition of hard work, of discipline, you're on your way. It's simple as that.
It's exactly like that saying, do hard things so you sort of becomes a habit, so that when hard things arise, you know how to do them.
100%.
Exactly. Well, gentlemen, listen, I think this is an incredible event, and big ups to everybody that helped out, everybody that's here today, everybody doing what they're doing, coming to support the families. If you want to get tickets at Web Tickets, $60. There's games happening on Monday, games happening today, all the way up until 5 o'clock. The big one, Pretoria Boys and Sacks. You guys excited? How do you think everyone's going to pan out, gents? Are you nervous?
No, not nervous, just looking forward to a great... I think we play the same brand of rugby.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really exciting because both teams want to move the ball.
Yeah.
And they're both physical. So, and I've got a score to settle with the headmaster from Saxel, Brendan. So I'm looking forward to it.
A little wager beer might come into offer later on. But sir, I just want to say what an incredible school, and well done to you and your team. Well done to the teachers, the parents, the support, and everybody out here. So continue doing it, and good luck for the rest of the year in the 125.
Thank you very much, Lucky. It's a huge year for us. It's an honor to host this festival. If you look at the fixtures that we've got today, I don't think there's a festival in the country that compares with the type of rugby you're going to see around Brooks Rugby Field today. And if there's anyone out there in Pretoria, Joburg, or close to Pretoria, if you want an entertaining day, not just in terms of the rugby, in terms of what's been put on for the families, the entertainment, etc., you want to be at Pretoria Boys High School today to celebrate 125-year anniversary with us.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Big ups to Mr. Hassan Camp and Paul Anthony, Director of Rugby. Guys, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Turn it up.
You're listening to Lucky Duplessis, your number one.